honestly, most girls never get the opportunity to even step foot in a school. And so they will get married young, they'll start having children, and they will never have learned how to even write their own name or read their own name.
And trying to bring a positive note to that, I know you guys have a lot of literacy classes. Could you tell us a little bit more about how that brings hope to some women?
When we introduce a literacy class into a village, it's a wonderful opportunity for a woman because it's a free education. We don't have any requirements. They can come in the evening. So if they do have to work or they're caring for their family, it doesn't interfere with that. They don't have to know how to do anything. They can just show up every night for 2 hours, and they're going to be presented with a lot of opportunities. And our curriculum has the Bible weaved into it. So as they're learning, they're starting to hear scripture. They're starting to hear about Jesus. Their teacher cares for them and will pray with them, will ask about their needs and what kind of things are happening in their lives, and really shows concern. And for a woman who's been ill-treated, who's been abused, to have someone caring for her, to be hearing about a Savior who cherishes her, who created her to be unique, it just opens a heart and a life in incredible ways.
For women in the West, it's often so hard for us to understand situations that these women in India face, and yet there are things that some of us can relate to. What should we keep in mind?
I think we can really especially relate as women to India's women, their moms, their grandmothers, just like us. They have their own little girls that they want a better life for. They know that that they're not getting the best. And so we can really uphold them in prayer, that they will have the confidence that they have value. And as they join a literacy class, as they're introduced to the gospel, that they will find their identity in Christ. I think we all grow in confidence when we know that our identity is in Christ and not in how the world pictures us. And that's really our hope and prayer for India, is that the love of Christ will be present in every village, that every person has the opportunity to find their identity in Christ and not how the world describes them.